Shalom, Parshat Chukat. Those of you who have been coming to this year since the beginning of the year know that I told you that one of the most common themes in Rav Moshe Feinstein's drashot is his emphasis on doing the mitzvot only because Hashem told us to do them. Not for any reasons we come up with, not for any reasons suggested by any people. And here in this week's Parsha we have the example, not for any reason even suggested by Psukim. This week's Parsha, which begins with Zot Chukat HaTorah, the concept of a chok is a mitzvah for which we don't understand the reason. So the whole idea of a chok feeds in very, very well into this idea of doing the mitzvot only because Hashem said to do them. So of course this is going to be an opportunity for him to discuss this idea, and he discusses at length in a few different angles, so we're going to take one of them. And he points out that the Parsha begins Zot Chukat HaTorah. And also we have, towards the end of Sefer B'Midbar, where we have after Milchem and Midyan, they had a kasher all the kelim. So we refer to it as Giulei Nachrim. And how does what does the Torah call it again? Zot Chukat HaTorah. Now, how could the Parsha have started? The Parsha could have started Zot Chukat HaPara. How could Giulei Nachrim have appeared in the Torah? Zot Chukat HaKelim. So instead of saying Zot Chukat HaTorah, it could have said Zot Chukat HaPara. This is the law of the Paraduma. The Torah doesn't say that. The Torah instead says, Zot Chukat HaTorah. This is how the Torah is a chok. So, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's on purpose, obviously, because every letter, word of the Torah is on purpose. But what message does he get from it? He's saying, this is to teach you that the whole Torah, not just Paraduma, the whole Torah, whether or not we have a reason, whether or not we know the reason, whether or not we understand the reason, regardless, the whole reason to do the Torah is because Hashem said so. Every single part of the Torah, we're supposed to do it like it's a chok, like a gzera from Hashem. Hashem said to do it. It doesn't matter if you come up with the reason, if you know the reason, if the Torah provides you the reason. It doesn't matter how we got any reason we have. Ignore the reason. Not necessarily ignore the reason. We'll get back to that in a minute. But the reason we do it is because Hashem said to. Not because of any reason, other reason we might have to do it. Even, and he says it explicitly, Af bidvarim shenemar atam b'torah, even for mitzvot for which the Torah tells you the reason, nonetheless, the reason we do it or don't do it is because Hashem said so. And it doesn't matter if it's said the reason in the Torah, doesn't matter reason in the Gemara, doesn't matter if it's a reason supplied by the Gaonim, Rishonim, our own Svara, whatever the reason is, ignore that. The only reason is because Hashem said to. For example, the Torah tells us that a king can't have too many wives. So why does it say that you can't have too many wives? So the Torah tells us because, you know, it's going to lead you astray. So Shlomo HaMelech decided that it's not going to lead him astray, even if he has way more than four wives, even if he has 1,000 wives, I don't know how many are wives and how many are, you know, different views there, but he had way more than that number of wives, and so Shlomo is saying that doesn't apply, and he says that was a mistake on Shlomo Melech's level. We're not getting into criticizing Shlomo Melech right now, but what was the mistake based on? That even though there's a reason in the Torah for a specific mitzvah, Eino Machriach Adin, it doesn't affect the rule. The rule applies even when the reason doesn't. It's for every person in every situation, even when for some specific circumstance, the reason doesn't apply to you. The tam is just a chilek min a mitzvah, but it's not the din of the mitzvah. In other words, there's a din to not marry more than a certain number of people. The reason may be because they're going to lead you astray. Even if they don't lead you astray, the mitzvah still applies. That is what Rav Moshe Feinstein says. The din is namar b'chol ofen. And he says, if you just look last week, we briefly mentioned it in last week's shir about Korach, but the tzitzit and the tchelet, what's the point of tchelet? The tchelet is going to tell you, you're going to look at it and you're going to see the sea, and the sea is going to make you think of the sky, and the sky is going to make you think of the Kisei HaKavod, and you'll remember Hashem, and you'll do all the mitzvos, and you'll be a good Jew. And that was the mistake that Korach and Adato made. They said, we can accomplish that in other ways. No. The din is the din. The din is your tzitzis need tchelet. It needs the little blue string. The reason behind it, you might be able to come up with the reasons, but the reason we do a mitzvah is nothing, is because Hashem said. It has nothing to do with any other reasons we could come up with. The rationale behind the mitzvah might be that wearing tzitzis reminds us of all the mitzvahs, reminds us to be good Jews. That might be true. But the real reason we wear tzitzis is because Hashem said to. So it's so true in Lo Yarbelu Nashim, so too in tzitzis, so too in Parah Aduma. So it might be obvious into Parah Aduma because we don't understand the reason behind Parah Aduma. But it's true in every mitzvah. That's why it doesn't say Zochut Kara Parah. It says Zochut Kara Torah. The whole Torah is Gzerat Malchut. Hashem said to do this mitzvah. Hashem said to be Mekayim this mitzvah to say, or to ignore this mitzvah, or to not refrain from doing this love. And that's it. That's the reason Hashem said so. And therefore, that's how we're supposed to be Mekayim and learn the whole Torah. Like Parah Aduma. That the whole idea is that it's a chok. So too, Gilui Nachrin, the laws of Kashrus. You might be able to come up with a way. I can test this kli, and there's going to be no remnants of meat. I can do it in a laboratory. This kli, even though the guy cooked pig in it, I'm going to test it, and there's no traces of pig, and down to the molecular level. That doesn't matter. The Torah says this is what you have to do in order to be polite to Bliya. That's the din. The whole Torah, not just para, but also kashrut, and also all the mitzvot. We have to be kind of them because Hashem said to. That's the only way that we're never going to have all sorts of reasons and rationale why mitzvot don't apply to us, and then we're going to be led astray and not fulfill them, and decide why they don't apply to us for all sorts of reasons, and that's a terrible slippery slope to be on. The reason we do the mitzvot, Hashem told us to do the mitzvot. And that's it. And that's what we get from Zochu Kara Torah, because the Torah could have said Zochu Kara Parah. It didn't say Zochu Kara Parah, it said Zochu Kara Torah. This is the chok of Torah. Torah, the only reason we fulfill it is because Hashem said so. Even when the mitzvah, forget that when the reason is supplied by the Gaon or the Gemara, even when the mitzvah is itself explicit in the Torah, the only reason we're Mekayim mitzvot is because Hashem said so. Shkach.